We're holding over here on Lamatessa and Beis in the wide lines. Abaya L'Omer Kirova. So, the more I brought, how do we know that the father has the power to refuse with the case of Oynis? So the by Mufat, it's explicit in the pasuk. Well, the father is the actual word yemein is marba, that she can't either. By Oynis it says velosiel, which vidarshin means midaito, she has to agree. And now we're also we say the father as well. So Baya said kashli hechut and iskir. Rava said a kavachomer from Mufat. Okay. So Rabba said back, you can't say Shalai Yechot in Iskir, the Mora says, because we're giving him a knaz already. Why didn't Abaye say like Rabba? The Ihu Motzi Ma'akev. We said, you know, that the truth is, the Kabbal Karma is not exactly true. Because by the case of Mafata, it's up to the man to decide what he wants to do. So you know what? The man has an opinion over here. The father also has an opinion. And obviously the girl has an opinion. But by Oynis, we understand the girl has an opinion. But we would not have another Swara. I would say you can't learn from Mafata. Because we see by Oynis, it's different that the man, the Mafata, doesn't have any opinion. So maybe the father, by Oynis, the man has an opinion, so the father also has an opinion. That's what we could argue. Whereas by Oynis, where the man does not have an opinion, it's only maybe the father does not have an opinion either. That's what I would have argued. If I say no, but if in general the father has an opinion, why should the fact that this fellow does something improper make the father lose? Okay. Tanya Idach. Learn a different brisa. Avu b'shamar Oynis noisim miyad. Oynis pays the kenas immediately. Kishiyotzihu ein lo alav klum. When he divorces her, so she has no ksuba. Okay. The Mora says, what do you mean, Kishi Yotzi, when he divorces her? Mimotzi Mapikli, you know, I'll divorce her. Ema, Kishi Tetzahi, Ein Lo Olav Klum. Even though he has a mitzvah to stay with her, if she says she doesn't want to stay in this, she can request a get. In that situation, he's allowed to divorce her, but there's no ksuva. Meis yotze kesef kenosa b'ksuvasa. Rabbi Yehuda Amar yesh lo ksuva mana. Okay, so if he dies, so the chiyuv of the ksuva has been fulfilled with the payments, with the kanas that he paid it. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, she does get a ksuba of 100. But my kemifugi. So what's the argument? Rabbanan Sabri, time of my tekir, Rabbanan ksuba, kreshalot, the hate, kalabin oblatia. The purpose of ksuba, Chazal made, in order that it shouldn't be easy. A person shouldn't take the idea of gerushin lightly. Gerushin was The Torah allows the man to do gerushin against the woman's will. So you can just easily throw her out. Chazal said, no, you can't, because it's going to cost you a lot of money. So that would be a deterrent for a person doing that. But over here, the Torah does not allow him to divorce an anusa. He has no way to divorce her. If he divorces her, we give him malchus. We force him to remarry her. So we don't need to be misakin l'ksuba. There's no need for ksuba. So what's Rabbi Yisrael Behuda's argument? Rabbi Behuda sovar ha nami mitzar lo adamra hi lo bina l'cha. The law is, but if she says she wants to get divorced, then he's allowed to divorce her. So if there's no ksuba, he'll bother her to the point, give her pain. That probably means physical pain, emotional pain, to the point she says she wants out, and then he's allowed to divorce her. So if there's no ksuba, he might do that. Therefore, we say we're misakin ksuba, but since meeker, then she doesn't get a ksuba, so it's enough to give her a ksuba of 100. That would prevent him from wanting to do that. Now that explains the case of Grusha. It doesn't explain the case of Almana. Once they're Misaka Naksuba for the Grusha, they're also Misaka Naksuba for the Almana. Zuck Rashi. Holding by the Rashi, Ishtahi. So Ishtahi is the question. Ishtahi Kvar, is she ready, his wife? That the Kamar L'Chishayotzi, that the Mishnah talked about divorcing her. So the more it means the Chishal Yichnas. By the case of a Fata, if he chooses not to marry her, Shetimoyin he Oyavia Oyav Fata Atzmoy. If any one of the triangle says no, either the man, the woman, or the father, so in that situation he pays the Kanas. But if he marries her, he does not pay the Kanas. Then the Price said whether it's an Einus or it's a Mefata, she or the father can be Ma'akev, that she should not get married. The verse says, by Mefata, it says, Mo'ein, Yimo'ein Aviha, so it says the father can refuse. The extra word Yimo'ein is Marbeher. By Oynes, it says, Loi Siya. So Siya is Mashma, he, Mahava es Atzmala. She gets to decide to marry to him. She makes herself be to him. So that's something she chooses to do. How do you know the father? So, by Sizal Yechut and Isker. Rabbi says a Kabbal Chomer. The Mor says Abai has a problem with the Kabbal Chomer because by the case of Mefata, where he, the man, is Motzi Ma'akev, Shim Rotza, if the man desires, Eno Kodis, Kriminal Kamon, Yimarena Lo Midaito, he chooses to take her. Therefore, the father can be Ma'akev as well. But by the case of Ernest, where he cannot be Ma'akev, I would say, Avia Nami Lo Motzi Ma'akev, Ilav Shloyecha Tedisker. Were it not for the argument of Shloyecha Tedisker, I would not learn out from a father. And I would say the father doesn't have a say. Okay. Alvish Amru Ernest Nosim Yad, Kashir Tieno Ein Lo Lov Klum. Even though he pays, when he divorces her, he doesn't pay a second time. Well, Armina, we don't say Ein Kanos Tachas Ksuba, so that the Kanos doesn't replace the Ksuba. We don't say that. In other words, it does. Sharei Levia Noisim Yad, and that's given immediately. But we don't say that, but we say rather the truth is that the Kesub of the Kanos replaces the Ksuba. The same thing by kesef meis. The kesef of the knas replaces the ksuba.
Which is more? Which is larger?
They're the same.
Exactly
the same. 50 shkolim is 200. Is there's 4 zuz in a shekel, so 50 shkolim is 200 zuz, and kesef is 200 zuz. Actually, if you hold ksuba as the raisa, so this is where you learn it from, because we know that it says that kesher mishkol kamara psulos by the mefata, which is the 50, also 50 shkolim. We learned out before it was 50 shkolim. Kesher mishkol, he pays out the kesher kamara psulos, like the amount you pay for a psula. So that's what the Torah says. If you hold kesher is the ksuba as the raisa, so the pasuk is saying this is actually the deal of the payment you would pay for marrying a psula, which is 200 zuz. Morris says, what do you mean the kishir when he divorces her? Torah says, you may not divorce her. He cannot send her away. It means, she wants to leave, and she's requesting a get. He doesn't have to pay a ksuba. Why do other women have a ksuba? In order to, as a deterrent, he shouldn't divorce her easily. Over here, he can't divorce her anyway. Okay. Something more. Onus shosim batzisoi. So one of the differences between the case of onus and the case of mafata. By the case of onus, he's forced to drink in his cup. He must stay with the woman he chose. And by mafata, he can divorce her. Or not marry her even. So Amalei Rava mi Parzakya Parzika Ravashi. So this is not regular Rava, because he's a contemporary of Ravashi. Ravashi was 2 generations after Rava. So he asked this Rava from the city of Parzika, asked Ravashi, Michti, let's think. Migmer Gamri Meadati. We know that we learn out halakas from Otis to Mafata, Mafata to Otis. We said before that it says the word shkolim by mefata. It says 50 by oinus. It doesn't say 50 what. So, and by mefata, it says being shekel, doesn't say how much. You learn out from oinus to mefata, mefata to oinus, it's 50 shkolim by both of them. So if they're the same in that regards, maybe the whole milsa, nami ligru meyadari, we should learn out from oinus to mafata, that just like by oinus, he must marry her. By mafata, also, he must marry her. Even though it doesn't say that over there, it should say, it says it by oinus, you learn out from oinus to mafata. So Rav Ashi said back, Omer Kroa, Mahar Yimarena Lodli Isha. So that language indicates he takes her as a wife, is Mashma Loy Midaita. He takes her to himself, it's up to him. Now, the mission continues and says that this Alachim Sharsa Batsitsoi includes any physical deformities, etc., the woman has. However, if she's ushered to him, so he does not marry her. So Mora says, "Ketzad Shasta Batitza." Omer Rav Kana, Armita L'Shmaita Kamei the Rav Zvid Min Hardo. I said this over to Rav Zvid, and I asked him, "Nesi Asay B'Nichalos Asay." We know this din of essay is Dechalos Asay. Let the essay of Velosiel Isha override the Los Asay of the mission said, if she's not roy to be part of Klai Yisrael, she's a mamzeris. Let the mitzvah of Losiel Isha override this or mamzer. Okay. Amrli, so Rav Zvi said back to Rav Kahana, Hecha Amrinu Nesi Esse, Benitka Lois Esse, when do we, yes, invoke the rule of Eser Dechalos Aseh, Kegad Mila B'Tzaras, that the law of the Torah, a person has Tzaras in his body, he cannot cut off the Tzaras. What will be a child that's born with Tzaras, and it's on the place of the Mokim Mila? So he's going to do the Mila, he's going to cut off the Orla, he's be cutting off the Tzaras. So it's a law of the Torah to cut off the Tzaras. It's an Aseh of the Torah to do Mila. So the essay comes, and it's Dechalos Aseh, and Mila is Dechal Tzaras. The Le'efshel Kima Le'aseh, there's no other way to do the Aseh. Avol Hocha, but over here, Yomra Le'be'ina Mi'isi Le'aseh Klau. We have a way to deal with the Aseh. Train the woman to say she doesn't want to marry him. There's no Aseh anymore. So, when I must do the Aseh, there's no other way to deal with the Aseh, so we deal with the Aseh. As is the Chalos Aseh. Over here, we have another way to deal with the Aseh, by training the woman to say, ich will this nicht. Say, I don't want it. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. The Tosfos is written over here on the side of the page, learns differently, actually. That it's not saying that we train her to say that, because he asked the question. There's Gemaras and Yavamas, but the more comes out that you do say Esed Chalos Aseh by Yibum.
Bless you.
But even also, we find that there's a concept of doing chalitza. So why don't we train the man to do chalitza instead? Instead of doing the Esed Chalos Aseh. So Tosis Reed says, so that's not what the Mora means. The Mora means that since this is true, if she says she doesn't want, there's no Aseh. The understanding of the Torah, what the Torah is telling me is, the purpose of this Aseh is to appease her. So it's not the regular Aseh that you have, the Torah is commanding you must do this. The Torah is giving this as a way to address her needs. That's a whole different sort of an Aseh than the standard Aseh. So I can't learn out from the standard dinin of Esed Chalos Aseh to this type of mitzvah. But Yibum, it's not just, you know, that there's the fact that chalitza is an option is indicative that the assay of Yibum is lacking in its weight. There's a significant mitzvah of say of Yibum. There's another option called chalitza. The fact that there's another option doesn't take away from the assay of Yibum. Over here also, the fact that there's an option doesn't take away the assay. The point over here is the fact that she can say no. It is indicative that the purpose of this wasn't to be a regular Aseh, it was to address her needs. Okay, if you can address her needs a different way, there never is an Aseh to start with. That's a weaker Aseh, and it's not the Chalos Aseh. Sik Rashi, Holden Rashi, Vanan Rashi, and Lamatesim Abeis. Migmar Gamri Meadari. Onis mi mefata l'shkolim, mefata mi onis l'chamishim. We know, we learn it one to the other. It says the word shkolim by mefata, we learn it onis from mefata. It says 50 by Onis. We learn out Mefata from Onis. So the Hamilsa, she and Mefata, Noise al Karcha, she learned out the same way by Onis, he must marry her. And Mefata also, he must marry her. So more says, why don't we say, the Asay of Loisi Eliisha, that he should marry her, she be dechel, Menitchas Lois Asay, in a right love of Yisil, Kagod Mamzeris, which is that this woman is not allowed to come into the main corpus of Klal Yisrael, for example, Mamzeris. So the Mora says, if she says no, is it Mi'isa L'Aseh Klal? Is there any Aseh? So Hashadami Malam Danu Saldom or any Roitza. So Rashi learns that we train her, we convince her to say she doesn't want it, and there's no Aseh. Okay. So the Mishnah, Yesema shenis arsa minis garsha. So she was married, and now she's nisgarsha. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, to onus chayiv. If a man's ma'anasar at this point in time, he's chayiv to pay. Ramafata potter. Now, the Gemara is going to come along and say that it's actually two cases. Yisayma kama, or a woman who is shenis arsa minis garsha. Either one of those, onus is chayiv and mafata is potter. So the case of Yisayma makes a lot of sense. So because she's a Yisayma, the kenas is paid to her herself. So a man's a ma'anas, or he has to pay her. If he's mafata her, I mean, she agreed to it. She can't turn around and then demand any payments. She agreed to it. So she's basically moichel the rights of the money by her agreement. So onus is chayiv, mafata is potter. Now the question is, the kim yisemi mekanas shalohi. The payment goes to her. She was merchalit. The midaita nispatzaloi. She agreed to it. And she's considered of age. She's already a gedola. So the decision she made has a valid halacha. So potter, she can't charge the man. If the father's alive, the payment goes to the father. The father says, I didn't agree. The father gets paid. And the Mishnah is saying two cases, a case of Yisayma, or a case of a girl who has a father, but she was Nisarsa and Nisgarsha. So again, the pshat has to be, though, that the reason why by Mefata, it's potter because the payment goes to her. So by Oynes, he's Manas, or he has to pay her. In the case of Mefata, a girl who has a father, but she was Nisarsa and Nisgarsha, since the payment goes to her, so then, if she's Mefata, she agreed to it, so she can't get paid. So therefore, something more, Omer Rabbi Barbechon, Omer Barbechon, Rabbi Elazar, Beshitas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Omra. Rabbi Elazar was one of the Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Elazar is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The Omra Yesh Lo Kanas, or Kanas La'atzma. So, that there isn't a Kanas by Yisayma. We had before, Rishmol said there's no Kanas at all. Not Yisayma. And Yisarsim and Yisgarsha. So, she was married, and then she subsequently divorced. She's no longer married, and then she's still a Nara, she's still a Psula. Somebody's manas her. So Shmuel said, he says, Nara Psula, she lo yarosa, she cannot have been married. Rekiva says, no, I mean, she's not married now. The fact that she was married with Erisin beforehand, she still gets a kanas. But the Pasuk is saying that kanas goes to her. So then, Zotra Beloto, the kanas goes to her by case of mafata. He doesn't have to pay because she agreed. Of course, it's Mimai. Where do you see holding Rabbi Kiva? Nitzani Yisayma Rabbi Elazar Omer Ha'Enischai V'Mafata Potter. Yisayma Pshita. The case of Yisayma is I mean, there's no chiddush in that. So why did Mishnah mention Yisayma? Alaha Kamash Malon. The Narish and his Arsa, but his Garsha, Ki Yisayma. The Mishnah is equating the two. Ma Yisayma La'atzma, Af Narish and his Arsa, but his Garsha La'atzma. And that's why, by Mefata, he's potter both those scenarios. Fine. Omer Bezer, Omer Rabba Bar Shila, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Saba, Omer Rav Adar Bar Abba, Omer Rabba, Locha Kirby Lazar. So we pass the Kirby Lazar in this point over here. Kari Rav Alei de Rebbe Elazar Tavina de Chachimi. So Tavina de Chachimi means he was the fortunate one of the Chachamim in general. We're going to follow his opinion. So Rashi, Mishita Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amra, Tamar Masis, and he said before in the Mishnah, Narish and his Arsam and his Garsha, Kanasa Laatzma. If she already had Eris, then she's divorced. She does have a Kanasa, it goes to her. Bahach and his Arsam and his Garsha, there'd be a Lozer. It's the same case, because Shabbat Kaim, the father's alive, not the case of Yosem. The Karli Yosem, Mishum, the Pokas, Kus Av, Mino, the Gabi Kanasa. She's called the assignment just to give a scenario, give a element of functioning like the assignment that the payment goes to her. How do you know? There is a kanas, but v'la'atzma. Because in the case of onus, there is a kanas. Hel mafata potter. Once that shul mafata is potter, the medaita ovar. Because she agreed to it, so there's no kanas. Bainus chayv. I feel a via kayim, even though the father's alive, the kanas goes to her, and the father is part of it. The e yisayma. If you learn the case of Mishnah, yisayma means kedikatani, that she's yisayma. She did the mafata potter. So obviously the mafata is potter. El hakamashulon is coming to tell me that the case of this is like yisayma. Just like Yisrael Pshita, just the case of Yisrael alone, that's obvious. It can't be. It must mean Ki Yisrael. Narshim, his garish is like Yisrael. Maskada the Muslim Rabbi Yechon, this is all Rabbi Yechon talking. Rav said about Rabbi Elazar, Tavina the Chachimi, Ma'ushur Shem Chachamim, the fortunate one amongst the Chachamim, Ashrei Metargamin and Tuvoi. Ashrei, which is translated as fortunate, they're happy. Is the Aramaic word for that is to void. So Krashi Rabbi Lozer, who Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua, we use Rabbi Lozer in the Mishnah, it's referring to Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua, Siminish Rabbi Kiva, Hoyab, Kamina Bayavam, Zabal Yavimtoi. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of Tamidim. They all died out. Hoyolim Shamem, the world was desolate. Rabbi Kiva picked himself up, went down. There was a small group of Chachamim in the south of Eretz Yisrael. He went to them and he taught them in Talmidim. Who are they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So this Rabbi Elazar is that Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua of that group. Zok the Mishnah, is El Boishes. So how do we calculate Boishes? So the Mishnah says, Hakol lefi amavayish sham yisbayish. So the person who was affected, the more chashuv the person is, the more embarrassing it is. The mavayish, there's certain elements. If a lowlife does it, you know, nobody takes it so seriously, so it's less of a busha. If a very
for him, the
person who everybody recognizes is not significant comes over to somebody and, you know, would be mavayish them, people wouldn't take it so seriously, so there's less of a busha. Regular person does it, and it's pretty embarrassing. So we have to see who the Mavayish is, and we have to see who the Mizbayish is. The more Choshev the Mizbayish, the more payment there is as well. Which is at Pagam as well. How do you calculate Pagam? So Rayna Sakila Hishivka Nimkaris Peshuk. If she would be up to be sold, Kama Isa Yafa Bakami Yafa, how much would she have sold? When she's a psula, and how much does she sell now? The more is going to deal with that there's no devaluation in her ability to do any work because she's a b'ula. So, why are we assuming that her value would be devalued on the market because of the fact that she's a be'ula for if she's a shifra. Okay, knas. That's a set amount. It doesn't change. And similarly, any place where the Torah gives an amount, Shloshim Shalevet, all these cases, the Torah gives an amount, Shavuot B'Chalotim, no matter who it is, the Torah gives an amount, the Torah is saying that this is the cost, no matter what. Zakrashi. Kalafi Hamavayish. Adam Benini Hamavayish, Boshta Kosha. If the average person does it, it's less of an embarrassment. It's more of an embarrassment. It's more painful. It's more difficult. Adam Zoylel, from a insignificant person. Umi Adam Kosha. The Mora says that it's also less embarrassment if the Mavayish is an Adam Kosha. That's what the other, that you know, certain amount, the governor, the rich man, you know, he walks around making fun of everybody, you know, he takes the advantage of his position. People take it less seriously than if you be an Adam Benini, the average person. The individual who is being affected, the more chashuv they are, the more embarrassing it is. We evaluate the girls as if she was a shifcha being sold. But the more explains what damage is there, how is she affected negatively due to the bila regards to her value in the market as a shifcha. Okay, something more of Ema. How do we know that this is the Knas? And besides the Knas, there's also Boshes and Begam. Maybe the Pshat is, the Torah says, listen, there's Boshes and Begam, and a little bit more all rolled into the thing called Knas. Would we then say, Bo'al bas malachim chemishim, Bo'al bas hadyotis chemishim, that if you're rolling the busha and the pagam, so a girl who's a bas malachim, we'd say the whole total value, everything is 50, and then a girl who's a bas hadyot, the total value is also 50. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, the Morris says, Amalei Abayis, Abayis says to Zera, according to your thought process, why don't we have the following problem? It says by Evan, a shore kills an Evan. So the Torah says the payments, the owner of the shore pays to the owner of the Evan 30 shkolim. So maybe we should say that there's a payment for the loss of the Evan, and above and beyond the payment for the loss of the Evan, there's also this kanas of 30 shkolim. Because if you say all there is the payment of the kanas, we should argue, Nami, Yarmo, Evan, Nokim, Margolius, Shloshim, Evan, Oysa, Maisa, Machat, Shloshim. Right? So, one who is this expert pearl setter, which is considered very, very delicate work, gets the payment is 30 shkolim. And then a person who does less of a work, like Maisa Machat, just sews, also gets Shloshim. Okay, so this argument of it doesn't make sense, we see from over there that we don't say that. We say, no, there's only a payment of Shloshim. And yes, the Torah is sometimes working to the benefit of the... in general, the Torah is working for the benefit of the master who owned it, lost his Eved. There might be some scenarios that the payment doesn't meet the full value of the Eved, but that's what the Torah said, only Shloshim. So maybe over here also, this is the payment for Boshes and Pagam, and that's the payment. And yes, by the case of Bas Malachim, there'll be a loss of money. Elam Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira says, you know what? I can't tell you that the payment is due to this argument. I have a different argument. Ilu ba'al le'ashnayim. If two people would be ba'al out, echad kedarka, echad shlo kedarka. So a person is ba'al on the woman shlo kedarka. She's still a psula. But the begam, he had beer with her. Now somebody's ba'al out kedarka. He breaks the psulim. She's no longer a psula. So, in regards to the act of the bia, she was a psula. On the other hand, in regards to the pagam, the devaluation, she's already considered paguma in people's eyes. She's had bia with somebody beforehand. So, if this is the payment for pagam, we're having a payment for a man who's ma'anis of psula, who's never had bia at all, and the pagam is, we're saying, is included in this 50. And they're having a man who's ma'anis, a case where she already had bia shlokadarka, and saying, right to the payment is 50. And the pagam is not the same level of pagam. So it must be that the payment of the begam is outside of the kanas. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says we're back to the same argument. Yehalki gabi eved nami yemre eved bori shloishim eved mukashkin shloishim. We're looking at physical status of the person, the physical status of different avodim. We should say a healthy eved is 30, and eved mukashkin is also 30. So, based on the psukim, based on the svara, it's not going to go. El Amar Abaya, Amar Krua, that the source that we know that the kanas is independent of the brushes of begam. The kanas is not the payment for brushes of begam. It's something else. This is Amar Krua. Tachas Asher Ino. The Torah says, give her the 50 shkolim, the 50 kesef. Due to the fact that he was ma'ana her, he emotionally pained her for what he did. Hani tachas asher ino. So Tara is stressing that this is in compensation for that because the ika boshes a begam. It means there's other payments besides. So Tara is stressing that this is the payment for that. It means we understand there are other issues which have to be dealt with, and those are true. But the Torah added above and beyond that for the fact that he took advantage of her, he has to pay 50 kanata 50. Okay, Rabba Amar Amartra, Rabba says a different source. It says when Asana Isha Hashachevi Ma Lavia Nara Chemishim Kosef. So it stresses Isha Shachevi Ma. Well, who else do we think it was, right? With that, he's the topic of the subject of the parsha. The man is man as a woman, and he pays. We would not be anything missing in our understanding of who we're referring to. So why does it say Hashachevimo? To tell me, Hanos Shkiva Nun. He has to compensate for the act of being Shoichev. He compensates for that with the paying of the Nun. With Mechaldi Kabosha Begam. That indicates that there are other payments besides, but the payment for the shechiva itself is the hanor shechiva is 50. Okay, so more says emel didor. Maybe the payment should go to her, not to the father. The kanas it says menosano yishu shechivi molavia nara chamishim kosef. So the kanas goes to the father. How do you know Bosh Begam goes to the father? If it's a separate payment, maybe that payment goes to her. Any monetary compensation which comes in due to the girl in the state of Naris goes to the father. Someone's going to challenge that. How do we know that when the girl works, the father gets the payment? It's the Torah equates the father selling her out to the, as an oma, which is a ketana, means if you can sell her out as a ketana to somebody, and then the master will get her work. Means the father had the ownership of the work to sell it. Means it belongs to him. Okay? So that's how we know Bas is my Sidel Avia. Salam Ali. What do you need the pasuk of this idea of Kim Kareis is Bita Lama? Typically, Minurea Besavia. What do we learn from this general rule that all Shvach Norim go to the father? So why don't we say that? Elahim, the answer is because Ahima forced the Dorm Hudaksiv. That pasuk is referring to the ownership in regards to the power to be remove her in a dorim, and it's we don't, and that's by a forced dorim. If you're going to argue, we should learn out from a forced dorim to the halacha ma'asiyadayim. The answer is mevani miser leyafinan. Just because the Torah puts her in the father's mishus in regards to the dinim of iser of neder, there's not any reason to believe that she's in the mishus of the father for the ownership for financial issues. Therefore, I must have another source. Okay. So now, getting back to over here, I can't use that the tummy, the bush of begam go to the father either. I can't use the learn out the then moment of Bashar Begam from Isser. We can tell him they left me Kenosa, so maybe we should learn out the Bashar Begam goes to the father just like the Kenas goes to the father. Someone says Mimani Mikanasa Yofinan. Kenas is a Kiddush, and we have just because the Torah sets up the Kenas in a certain way is not any indication that we should set up the moment that same way. So how do we know Bashar Begam goes to the father? The Morris says, "Start with the E via Havi, the boy muscle of the manubalu mukeshkin." Basically, the father's power to marry off indicates that the father has the bialis over her bushes and her begam, because he basically can do acts of marrying her off to whoever he wants, including some very uncomfortable situations. A person who's would be
she doesn't have she can't consent shouldn't have to consent.
No. So the Torah gives him in his power to marry off to whoever he wants. So he means theoretically what could happen is somebody will come along and say, the guy can't get anybody else to marry him. I'll pay you all this money to give me your daughter. So the father is getting the payment to the Torah gave him the power to get paid to embarrass her. Right, so now when somebody embarrasses her, the father gets that payment, because you see that's under the power, the father's power, that belongs to the father. Okay, let's hold it here.